Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, South Hills Kia. .net live from Mike's Beer Bar. It is a monster football Friday. Trying to make sure we've got Bryant McFadden lined up. I'm wondering, Charlie, if we're falling victim to the fan call-out lines just getting auto-blocked because they come up as goofy numbers.
Normally, B-Mac's good.
I'm just going to hit him up and say, "Hey, we just tried to call." We'll see. Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe he's starting to feel the same way I am about this game, and he's worried. He's worried about what's going to happen to the Steelers in this one. I do think, let me put it this way. If they win this game, the Steelers, that is, I actually do not see it being one of those situations where Tomlin's defense rises up and we get the usual, "Up, he's back, he figured him out, he understands it now." I do not anticipate that happening. No one has, I'm going to throw some numbers at you here, because it's going to, baffle you that the Bengals have lost all these games. We feel like the Steelers have given away a decent amount of winnable football games. Let me tell you something right now. The Bengals, based on what their offense has done the last three, the fact that they're only 1-2 is gobsmacking. They have gone for 398 and 495 offensively, scored 38 and 42 points, and lost both games. I looked. There is only one other time in NFL history that I can tell. I think the sports reference database was correct here. One other time in NFL history has a team scored 38 or more in back-to-back games and lost them both. That is how bad that defense is. All right, we do have him right now on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is, of course, former Steelers cornerback Bryant McFadden. B-Mac, I'm going to start you with this. The last time these two teams played, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Andrew Filippone, who's currently celebrating his wife's 40th birthday by probably drinking bourbon in Kentucky somewhere, he predicted 38-3 Steelers. And he said he was so confident that if they didn't win, he would get his nipples pierced. And I'm sitting at Mike's Beer Bar where that happened, literally probably a foot from where he was when he got his nipples pierced. Would you like to guess about what Andrew's prediction to me was for this game that when we did our picks? What he predicted, final score, and who would win?
Well, since he's lost already, and that loss included, to your point, his nipples being pierced, I would say, knowing Pony, he's probably going to, he has a tattoo on the line. Is it a tattoo?
He did not put anything on the line. He guessed the exact same outcome. He said 38-3 Steelers win. And I wanted to start you there because I know the NFL is hard to predict. You know the NFL is hard to predict. We have fun trying to predict these games with you, and we don't always get them right. I just don't see it. I see the Steelers maybe being able to win this game, but the idea that they would blow out the Bengals or even that they would stop Joe Flacco is hard for me to believe. What about you? Specifically on the, is this team going to have something different and better for Joe Flacco front? Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, it's the case. The history between these two teams, especially over the last few years, right? Best case scenario for Cincinnati has been a split. That's been the best case scenario. If you follow these two teams over the last few years, that has been the best case scenario. So with that being said, Cincinnati has already gotten their one win out of the way. So if history serves correctly, Pittsburgh will win this ball game. Pittsburgh will be at home, and I don't foresee Joe Flacco having the same success that he had the first outing against the Steelers defense. I don't see Ja'Marr Chase having that type of impact. What, he had 160-plus yards or something like that? Yeah. Double-digit receptions? I don't see that happening. That cannot happen once again. I do believe their offense will score points, no question, because their offense is a prolific offense with high-level pass catchers surrounding an experienced quarterback, and now the running game has emerged. So they will score points, but I don't foresee them winning this ball game. Now, if you're Pittsburgh, you know exactly what's at stake. You cannot play around and play with your food like you did the first time against this team. You got to win this ball game, because if you look in the rear view, you see a Raven in the rear view of your mirror. And they have really established a lot of momentum. And if you're Pittsburgh, it's about stacking wins on top of wins to be able to win a division.
I mean, if you lose this game, you see a Bengal Tiger in your rear view, because at that point they'd be one game behind the Steelers as well. So
exactly.
I mean, that would also be troubling to me. Well, Mike Tomlin, I kind of laughed about this, B-Mac, and I don't ever expect a coach to, like, give the media the real skinny on what they're going to do from a game planning perspective, obviously. Like, I just know that doesn't happen. What do you think schematically they could change from that first matchup that would make it a little easier to prevent, you know, Chase from taking over the football game, for example, or Flacco from just having pitch and catch to whoever he wanted to? Like, what can you do to change things up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But number one, you can't allow him to have one-on-one opportunities. The first game, Chase had 23 targets, 16 receptions. Right? You cannot allow him to have one-on-one opportunities, especially in critical third-down moments. Make someone else beat you, or either disguise the concepts where Joe Flacco thinks Chase is in a one-on-one situation, and once the play is involved, he's not. Now you got to make Joe Flacco find another progression to go through, and hopefully the pressure gets there. And in terms of Ja'Marr Chase, the pressure has to be able to have a huge say-so in what Ja'Marr Chase does or don't do. I mean, we only sacked him in the first beating, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was twice, but it felt like he never was sacked, and that's Joe Flacco. This offensive line hasn't been like that. They haven't been stout. So now if you're the front, if you're the pass rushers, it's your job to help the guys in the secondary by putting pressure on Joe Flacco while he's not as comfortable as a baby in a bassinet like he was the first game. That those two things go hand in hand in slowing down one of the best wide receivers in the game, in my opinion, in Ja'Marr Chase.
The Bengals defense, we're talking to Brian McFadden, of course, here, former Steelers cornerback, is like all-time bad. These last two games, BMAC, over 1,000 yards given up. They've surrendered 86 points. They've lost them both. They won't have Trey Hendrickson. My question isn't about their defense. It's more about the Steelers' offense. What did you think of what you saw against the Chargers, and do you think it's going to be a hangover in this game at all, even early on for Aaron Rodgers after the game he played against L.A.?
Well, watching the Charger game, it felt like the rhythm never was established offensively for the Steelers. The rhythm wasn't there. The chemistry wasn't there, and that led to missed opportunities for whatever the reason was. And you got to give Jesse Minter a lot of praise. He's a very, very good defensive coordinator, and he's done more with less when you look at the personnel on their defense than, you know, more than half of the NFL defensive coordinators in the National Football League. He's been very, very successful. And now when you factor in the upcoming opponent, to your point and how bad the Cincinnati Bengals defense has been, this has to be a get-right moment for Aaron Rodgers. This has to be a get-right moment for the entire offense. Remember, Jaylen Warren had a really, really good night the last time that the Steelers played the Bengals. Aaron Rodgers had a good night. The pass catchers did. You got to find a way to get back get back on a good foot in this game, because you cannot be stagnant. Because, like I said, I believe the Steelers defensively will be better in this outing, but I do think Cincinnati is going to score points. So if you're Pittsburgh offensively, you got to be able to score points like you did the first meeting, and you should be, because this is one of the more feeble defenses in the National Football League. They've been consistently bad, consistently, bottom of the barrel in every major defensive category, statistical category in the National Football League.
BMAC, Mike Tomlin got asked about Jaylen Warren's usage, and he said, well, we've got to win more third downs to get him more touches. And somebody just flat out replied with, well, would you consider putting him out there on third down? And he just gave the old, we're comfortable with either guy on third down, Gainwell or Warren. Do you think Tomlin should go back a little bit to try to get this offense back on track, should go back to his old run them till the wheels fall off approach with his RB1?
I mean, usually would like to go with the hot hand, and usually that hot hand has a better rhythm within the offense. But for Jaylen Warren, remember when he was, you know, splitting time with Najee Harris, he played a lot on third downs. You know, he was almost like our third down back in moments. So he's showing the ability to be a major asset in pass pro. We know he's the best blocking running back we have. He's one of the best blocking running backs in the National Football League. So that's never been an issue. And in terms of catching the football at the backfield, he's shown that ability. But Kenneth Gainwell really excels in that level as well. So it's about the hot hand, I think, and that's a good problem to have for Pittsburgh, because you have two reliable running backs at any given time that could be in the lineup on third down situations, and you don't feel like there could be a missed opportunity with the other guy standing on the sideline.
BMAC, leave you as we always do. What's your gut tell you? What's the prediction? Who's the player of the game in this one?
My gut tells me this line is what? Five and a half.
Yep.
All right. I need Pittsburgh not only to win, but to cover this spread.
Okay.
That's what I need. I'm going 30-24, Pittsburgh.
Covering it by the skin of their teeth, barely escaping the hook there. Who's the player of the game?
Hey, check this out. You know, for the gamblers that's listening, that's usually the case. But those are the best wins when you got to scrape and fight until the end of the game to get that cover. And you feel elated when that happens. So I'm going that direction.
Player of the game?
I have three guys for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got TJ Watt. I have Highsmith. And I have Herbig. Those are my three.
So it's going to be an old school game. Old school black and gold outside linebackers feast. That's probably like Mike Tomlin's platonic ideal of a football game. All right, BMAC, we appreciate you as always, joining us. And rest assured, Pony will not be doing any piercings or tattoos if his latest 38-3 Steelers-Bengals prediction goes belly up on Sunday afternoon.
Question.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate you.
Brian McFadden says a win. They get by the skin of the teeth. You know, it felt great, by the way, in PM team picks to do that last night. The New England Patriots might win the AFC, but you know who was the great team last night? The 13.5-point underdog New York Jets, who lost 27-14. Yeah, good teams win the game. You know what great teams do? Great teams cover.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.